As Election Day approaches, we're checking in with voters around the state, asking what matters most to them and who they're supporting. Tonight, we hear from 19-year-old Darian Traw, a college student in Anchorage who wears her politics literally. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes spoke to her in a lounge on the UAA campus where her film club meets. By her side was a tote bag with a giant letter H.
It's the Hillary H, but with some really beautiful spring flowers.
How long has your hair been blue?
It's been blue since August 2015. It was purple before that for about 6 months, but I went to the Young Democrats of America conference in Los Angeles. And I was like, oh, well, I need to change it up, be super blue, make sure everyone knows that I'm a Democrat. It's been that way ever since.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how your identity has interacted with your politics and what your journey's been like there?
Well, so I identify as Chicana. You know, Chicana is a really good term for Mexican-American people who are first-generation Americans. And being a Mexican-American in this country it's different. And people don't really realize that a lot of policy affects us much more than it affects, you know, people who are already empowered in the majority.
Can you give me an example of a time in your life where that felt really apparent to you or where it felt like that was front and center?
So my mother was born in Mexico, and she's never had her citizenship. She has her green card. I don't know. I feel like there's been such an uprise of xenophobia in this country where I've felt like even my citizenship, even though I don't, you know, I was born in this country, I don't speak Spanish. I've never even been to Mexico, but you know, I'm hearing murmurings that like we need to send natural born citizens back to the countries that they came from, even though, you know, I'm not actually from Mexico, and that's scary.
You've supported Secretary Clinton since well before the primaries, and I'm just curious what drew you to her as a candidate.
I think she gets it. Like, very simply, she gets what it's like to be someone who, you know, isn't part of an empowered group. And I think through the policy that she's championed for decades, healthcare being more available to low-income people, and, you know, more recently, the availability of college education for low-income people. Like, I think that's very intersectional with not only, you know, minority people, but all disadvantaged people who don't have it as easy.
A lot of issues that it sounds like you're interested in were also brought up by Senator Sanders in his campaign. And I'm curious if that was a hard decision for you or if it was self-evident from the beginning who you'd be working on behalf of in Alaska and supporting.
It was never a struggle for me. Like, it was never a hard decision because the way that Bernie Sanders went about his campaign was a traditionally very masculine way of doing things. You know, he's a very charismatic person. He gives rousing speeches, and he says a lot of things, but I didn't hear a lot of listening, and that's what I think Secretary Clinton has done her entire career, is actually listen to people and internalize the struggle as opposed to just identifying the problem and not putting those concerns into action.
That was Hillary Clinton supporter Darian Traw of Anchorage speaking with Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a Republican in Anchorage who's supporting Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson.